United States.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Maha Man. A government health warning.
As Donald Trump returns to power, several colourful characters surround him. One is Elon Musk. Another is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic, conspiracy theorist, and excommunicated member of the Kennedy clan, who says he has so many skeletons in my closet that if they could vote, I could be king of the world. Mr. Kennedy joined the Trump campaign in August after dropping out as an independent candidate. Since then, Mr. Trump has promised to let him go wild on health, food, and medicine. In his victory speech on November 6th, he singled Mr. Kennedy out as the man who would help make America healthy again. Although Mr. Trump has been vague about what role he has in mind, Mr. Kennedy claims he was promised control of the public health agencies. This possibility has spooked those working in related fields. Mr. Kennedy's history of repeating debunked health claims, most damningly about linking childhood vaccines to autism, has been particularly damaging in a country where science has become deeply politicised. Even Mr. Trump's former Surgeon General has warned against appointing him to a senior post. In a sign of what might lie ahead, Mr. Kennedy warned on October 25th on X that the Food and Drug Administration's war on public health is about to end, accusing it of suppressing psychedelics, stem cells, raw milk, hydroxychloroquine, sunshine, and anything else that advances human health and can't be patented by pharma. On November 2nd, he posted that the Trump White House would, on its first day, advise all US water systems to remove fluoride from public water. What job, if any, might Mr. Trump give him? That of Secretary of Health or FDA chief would require Senate confirmation, a spectacle Mr. Trump may want to avoid. More likely might be an informal health czar role. This could leave Mr. Kennedy stuck in the White House basement with a meaningless title, or at the heart of power with the president's ear. Much will depend on whether his boss gets sick of him.